Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 21st. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down a nickel at 679, December wheat down 13 and 3/4 cents at 835 and a half. That's the first time we've really traded under the 50-day moving average in about a month. We haven't closed under the 50-day average for quite some time, so if that holds, that would be a little bit weak on the charts. November beans down 14 and a half cents at 1377. We've seen pretty wide range here. The dollar was up sharply, better part of a full penny. We broke it more than a full penny. Now we're back up 34 ticks after being down, not too much, but maybe 15, 20 ticks. The crude oil has been kind of all over the board. 50 higher, 50 lower. The Dow Jones has been higher, lower. The bonds are down basically two full basis points, down to 118.17. We haven't seen those kind of prices since really 2011 and maybe before that. Long-term interest rates, the U.S. bond has got to be somewhere close to 4.4%. You know, with this up and down in the dollar, I think we were lower with the dollar strong than the dollar broke right after the grains closed. But now it's come back about 45, 50 points off its lows. It's still 37 higher, so maybe, you know, we're going to open up weak, but not maybe as bad as we were overnight. Crude oil is up 32. I really don't see a whole lot more out here. We should see a fair amount of pre-hedging before the close out here. We've got really good harvest weather for the next 3 days around much of the country. The weather around the world certainly looks better. They're getting some rains in the Western Plains. They're getting some rains in Argentina, southern Brazil. So maybe that's been the cause of this pressure here the last couple of days, plus the higher interest rates. I don't know, have any idea why anybody would want to be in the stock market with a recession looming and long-term bonds paying close to 4.5% out here. But the Dow continues to hold in there as company profits haven't been too bad. So I guess that's what it is. For a country that's concerned about inflation, we sure are spending an awful lot of money out here. So we'll see where today goes. I think we'll start off lower and then maybe have a tendency to come back. But it really depends on what these outside markets are going to do here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.